Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, see, our life is good for you right now. Good morning, it's US 99 and Styles and Roman. And yes, we got cash, we got Lake Shake tickets. So first, we're going to be giving you the money. $715, $1,000. Imagine that. $1,000. Nice. You've got a pretty good weekend with a grand.
Absolutely. All right, how about this story? So when you finally meet the love of your life, and from the guy's standpoint, you got to go by the ring, and you got to get down on one knee, plan like the perfect proposal, and you hope she says yes, then you live happily ever after, right?
Yeah, there's so many nerves that go into all that as well.
Yeah, well, how about this? There's a guy that proposed to his girlfriend, who's now his fiance, and she said yes, everything was great, except he woke up the next day and didn't remember any of it.
Yeah, he had no clue that he actually got down on one knee and proposed.
Let me explain what happened. He said that he had taken Ambien.
Yeah, he couldn't sleep.
And so he had taken 40 mg of Ambien, which is quadruple the recommended dosage. And he, I guess under the influence of Ambien, proposed to his girlfriend. She said yes. And then here's his quote the next day. I had an engagement ring in my drawer, woke up, and she was wearing the ring on her finger, and it explained what had happened. I was in shock because I couldn't remember.
He had no idea.
No idea.
He was like probably sleepwalking, because that's a crazy amount of Ambien to take to try to put yourself to sleep. So while he was in that stage, he decided, I don't know what was going on. He went to his drawer, grabbed the engagement ring, whatever he said, he has no clue, got down on one knee, hopefully, and said, will you marry me? She said, yeah. She's all ecstatic the next morning. He's scratching his head going, what happened?
He even updated his Facebook relationship status to engaged while in his Ambien-induced haze. He said, I had not planned on being engaged with my girlfriend for another year and a half and probably would have gotten her a better ring, but Ambien sped the process up tenfold. All right, 312-946-4995. I can't imagine anything worse than that under, you know, medication, under the influence of alcohol. That's pretty bad, but I'm sure there are some stories out there. 312-946-4995. Again, remember, Roseanne Barr, she claims she tweeted that racist stuff under the influence of Ambien. Now, obviously, I think that was more of a cop-out, but still, she did say that. Ambien kind of, she didn't remember what she did.
So 312-946-4995. Call us up this morning. Let's hear some crazy stories about what happened when you were under the influence.
Ask me one more time.
So here is the story that you're going to be talking about and telling your coworkers, your friends, everything. So a man couldn't fall asleep. He was sharing an apartment with his girlfriend, and he decided to drop a few Ambiens to put him to sleep. Well, he took way too many, had an engagement ring, had no clue what he was doing, proposed to his girlfriend, now fiance, woke up the next morning. He noticed that she was wearing the ring. He had no clue that he got down on one knee the night before.
He even changed his Facebook status to engaged, but still claims he had no idea he did that or any of it because Ambien, the dosage was so strong. 312-946-4995. Wow. We do stupid things when we're maybe a little drunk or
under the influence.
Or even sleep deprived. So good morning, Roxy from Gilbert's. What's your story?
Well, I'm kind of a hot mess all the time, but I...
Hey, at least you admit it.
Yeah. Well, I actually paid my water bill after I moved, like probably lived there like a year after, and I accidentally paid the water bill for my old house and didn't realize it until our water was cut off, and so I had to fix that.
I mean, we don't need water on a daily basis, do you?
Yeah, kind of, if you want to shower.
But you know what? The owners of that old house of yours were very, very happy.
Yeah, I had to call, like, the old village and try and get my money back and apply that to the new water.
Just write it off as, like, a charitable donation.
Yeah. Oh, I've sent them packages. I've done multiple things for my old address. I'm sure they're pretty happy.
It's 7:04. That means we are 11 minutes away before we're going to be giving away $1,000. Good morning. It's Styles and Roman. Yep, it's Friday. Excited for that. But I'm sure a lot of people inbound Kennedy right now are not excited if you're listening. Yeah, there was an earlier crash near Fullerton, and it is just crazy. Looking at this pic online right now. Yeah. Gosh, fingers crossed that you make it into work on time
there
this morning.
There aren't many good things about waking up at 3:30 in the morning like we do every single day. But the one good thing about it is we avoid traffic. We get down here and 90 is clear for me every single morning. But you know what's not clear is a certain gentleman's memory. After taking Ambien one night, he...
In excess of amount of Ambien.
Yeah, four times the amount that you're supposed to take. He proposed to his girlfriend, changed his Facebook status to engaged, woke up the next morning, had no recollection of it whatsoever.
Good morning. 312-946-4995. So Styles and Roman, we want to hear some crazy stories of you under the influence. Cruising on into work by O'Hare this morning. We got Dan. Tell us your story, buddy.
Well, it wasn't me, but I was definitely a part of it. I went out with my buddy one night. We met two chicks when we were out, and he ended up buying four airplane tickets to Florida, to Miami, on his company credit card.
Shut up! And you guys jumped on the plane and went down to Miami?
Oh, yeah. We were all on board, and then we woke up the next day, and we're like, dude, we got to get back. We fancy it. We bought one ways.
He bought one ways. That's even worse.
Oh, yeah. So it was on the company credit card, so he had to pay the company back, and we had to get our one ways on the way back 2 days later.
So did you guys buy the tickets for the girls to get back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're gentlemen. I mean, come on now.
We had to. We couldn't just train them.
That's new music first on US 99, getting you going on a Friday from our guy. Love this dude, Luke Combs. It's called Beautiful Crazy. And hey, we are one song away. That's right, one song away before $1,000 is coming your way.
But man, people do some stupid things under the influence. Like the guy who actually proposed to his girlfriend while, I guess, under the influence of Ambien. He took four times the recommended amount and has no recollection of proposing to his girl. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Kyle from Lake Villa. What's your story?
I have a deep fear of flying. Well, I was boarding a plane from Phoenix to Virginia. Well, I don't like flying, so I take Sominex, or I used to take Sominex, because it would chill me out, calm me out. I didn't have anxiety pills or anything. So I took the Sominex. I took more, like your boy did with the Ambien. I took more than I was supposed to.
Hold on a second. He wasn't our boy. We don't know this guy.
Well, hey, that was a great story.
Tell me you please proposed to the stewardess.
No. I get on the plane. I'm sitting in my seat. Some guy comes over and said, sir, I'm sorry. I think you're sitting in the seat. I said, no, I got the same ticket. So he then goes to grab the stewardess. The stewardess comes over and says, sir, can I see your boarding pass? I was like, yeah, of course. So I show her my boarding pass. Dude, I'm sitting in the right seat, but I'm sitting in the right seat on the wrong stinking plane. I had boarded a plane to Houston instead of Virginia, and I don't know how they let me even on the plane. Somebody failed at their job, but that's what I did under the influence of some sleeping pills. Wheels rolling on the
It's 7:23 Friday morning at US 99. Styles and Roman, we are excited to kick it off the weekend. And they're saying the snow is going to start later on this afternoon, anywhere between 3 and like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, and there's winter storm warning at 3 o'clock all the way till tomorrow at noon. So the snow is definitely coming. Be prepared, unlike this guy who proposed to his girlfriend one night and then woke up the next day and realized that he didn't remember any of it because he had taken so much Ambien that he had no recollection. He even changed his Facebook status to engaged and has no recollection of it.
Can you imagine that? So we're asking you to give us those crazy under the influence stories. Lynn, good morning. What's yours?
Well, I was really drunk. So my husband now, he was my boyfriend then, he was wanting to cuddle with me and everything like that. And I was like, don't touch me. I don't know you.
You didn't know your boyfriend?
No, I was like, I was really, really plastered. So, I mean, he took it pretty bad.
Well, not a thing. So he still married you.
Well, I know.
Do you remember the wedding?
Yes, I remembered the wedding because he almost lit the church on fire. So.
That's a whole other story we'll talk about later.
We got Allison from Norwich. How's the Harlem Irving Plaza doing for you there, Allison?
Oh, it's great.
All right, so tell us your under the influence story.
So my girlfriends and I were at lunch one day, and we decided to drink a lot, and we decided to book a trip to Japan.
So under the influence, you didn't call an ex-boyfriend, or you actually booked a trip to Japan.
Yeah, we saw like tickets for like round trip for like $500. We're like, let's just go. And so we literally just booked it at lunch.
You were 14 sake bombs in, and you're like, yeah, let's go do it in Japan.
Yeah, we were in Chinatown, so I thought like, I don't know why, but.
Did you do the trip? Did you go to Japan?
Oh, yeah.
And hold on a second. You were in Chinatown. You didn't buy a ticket to China. You bought one to Japan. Those are different people.
I know. That's what was on sale.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.